Okay, welcome back. Public of Texas, hour two. January, March, April. Yeah, we're in April. April 22nd. Wow. Anyways, we're just talking about a lot of different things. Starbucks was a hot topic. But is it talking about Starbucks? No. False realities is probably what we're talking about here. Mike in Kentucky just dialed in, he's talking about the children that they used for, and I guess Doc Krupa was talking about that a little bit too earlier on in the show, about how they actually enlist these kids and say, well, come over here for a photo shoot. And they just create this, you know, mythos that there was a gas attack and you don't have to prove it. All you have to do is bomb it and then move on. Move on to
the starving people work cheap.
Is that it? Starving people.
Starving people sheeple. Work cheap.
Oh, God.
Starving but,
you know,
people work cheap.
So, Mike, so last night, and Alan wanted to hear about this, and maybe I should talk about it a little bit, and you're the perfect person to talk about it with.
Maybe.
We had an internet outage here, and it was kind of interesting, because it went on all the carriers that I know, you know, so it was every phone carrier that... they didn't have internet access. And when I worked for Verizon, we used to have what was called the official telephone network, and your internet actually goes to the cell site and is trunked into a corporate backbone, and then it came out, you know, one of a variety of different places. And, well, that internet wasn't working. Voice communications were down, and that's even our home internet was down, and so, well, the internet in town was down. Everybody couldn't do anything, and it started at like 7 o'clock in the afternoon or evening, depends on, you know, how you see it. And I found it fascinating because all I was getting was this, you know, try to dial somebody and it says emergency calls only. I tried to get my head around it, Mike. You know, there's so many different touch points in the network that we spoke about this once before, a fiber backhaul being, you know, a common, you know, problem. But there's so many disparate systems, they couldn't all be using one single, you know, chunk of fiber and knock out, you know, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, whoever, you know, as well as the local ISPs. Kind of sounded odd. You know, what do you think?
You've heard of Unit 8200, right?
No,
have you
tell
heard
me
of
about
Unit 8200. There's so
no.
many ghosts in the machine. Okay, well, Unit 8200 is the elite technology unit from Israel, and you know, even though they're not officially part of Echelon, how many ghosts in the machine have we got? I talked to a fiber optic technician years ago that I caught doing he was bored, and he was doing a chore, you know, and I got doing some shop talk with him because he was having to wait like 45 minutes, and I got him to look at some of my equipment, and, you know, and long story short, you know, he didn't know a thing about the secret splitter rooms that Mark Klein had blown the whistle on like in 2003, and this was like in 2009 or something when I was talking to this guy, and he finally, you know, I think he realized he was spilling too much beans, because I just asked him, I said, you know, you should look this up, it has a Wikipedia article, 641A is the name of the article, it's one of the most unusual titles on Wikipedia because it's just a dang number. And he said, well, that's interesting. I said, well, how many times can you split a fiber optic signal if you were to run it into some room like this off of a trunk line? And he says, well, it depends on the power of the card. And I said, well, 16 times, was that possible? And yeah, as long as the signal doesn't degrade. And then I hit him with something else, and he shut up. I said, now, I understand that that signals are backhauled across these fibers, both in radio frequency and light frequencies. You can backhaul a signal across those splitters. Am I wrong? And he just kind of looked at me like either the gears were turning or he wasn't going to talk anymore. Because my implication was, when you split off these into these intelligence companies' listening posts, you are creating network vulnerabilities for nefarious actors in the intelligence community to get right back through into the networks and do unauthorized stuff that they don't give a crap about whether they have a warrant on. I mean, you know, as William Binney calls it, the planned perjury program, we've got so much piracy and blanket, or they think, blanket immunity for all this stuff that they're doing that, you know, you could get, you know, wars going on inside the intelligence community. As Binney says, you know, the NSA is basically warring against itself. You've got divisions that are creating encryption and another division that's trying to break the encryption and security features that the other side is doing. So, but, you know, when it comes to the Israelis and some of these behind-the-scenes operations they're doing, like this PSYOP in Syria, if it looks like America's not going along with it, as Ed Snowden and Oliver Stone showed in the movie and in some of his files, they have got a lot of, America has a lot of our own allies by the short hairs, basically. They have stuff. Germany rebuilt their electrical grid, got rid of, by 2020 they'll have no more nuclear, because all these infrastructure is vulnerable. And the only reason I think that they closed some of these vulnerabilities is because, oops, it became available on the dark web. So what you may have going on there is a little message being sent by some elite Israeli or other intelligence groups saying, look, we'll shut down all the communications in America if you don't go along, you don't keep your people in line, you know. And I have to wonder about what's called the sanction option, if these idiots are stupid enough to put their bulldog down if they can't control it. And it's kind of America's Israel's bulldog. Yeah.
Well, one of the things, Mike, you know, to jump in here that I noticed while I was working on the outage, and I was working on it, you know, my brain was sitting there going, okay, what could it be? How can I communicate? I keep going back to, man, you should be raising carrier pigeons, right? Then I just throw a pigeon over to Alan and, you know, say, hey, Alan, you know, is your phone working? And he'd send one back and says, yeah, mine is. But I'd sit there and I'd try to dial. Right, and you go, emergency calls only, emergency calls only, emergency, okay. Well, what if I reboot my phone? And, actually rebooting your phone and rebooting your computer nowadays doesn't mean rebooting. It means something else. You have to actually shut down and restart. And I don't know. It gets really confusing. But I did notice that if I were to shut down my phone, and immediately, as soon as it connected to the network and I dialed, I could get an outbound call, and I could only hit landlines. And I managed to call Doc down in Houston. He was the first try, and I'm like, going, okay, so there is communications going down and outside of this area, but then it would get kind of bad, and Doc would be all, I can't hear you, can't hear you, can't hear you, and then it would cut out. You know, I managed to make a few phone calls, but I'd have to shut down and restart and try to dial right away before they told my phone. And I thought my phone was probably connecting up to the network, and it was doing its authorization, and it got nothing back from the switch saying, no, we don't want anybody talking right now. But
I think they can target individuals and groups of individuals, because, you know, just like social media, and I don't know if I've talked about this much on here, but they can prevent people from interacting that they don't want interacting. I've seen the add friend, send message, and back when they had the poke box on Facebook, not available on my own profile and on others' profiles that I'm actually talking to live on the phone. And I'm like trying to, you know, to friend them or something. They're trying to friend me, and Facebook prevents them from interacting. AT&T developed something called Hancock software, which they were probably working on for a decade, but when they finally wanted to commercialize it, I think in around 2003, it became for sale. and it tracks and links all known associates out to two rings around an individual. So if they want to shut down your ISDN or whatever, you know, those numbers that are associated with your cell phone and probably your internet because, you know, all this stuff is linked, they can do that. Now, I noticed something else with the phone network several times when I've tried to call RBN, but I think it was about a week ago, I picked up my phone and started trying to dial my phone, and I wasn't getting any dial tones the first couple of times, but then I noticed there was like this 3-second delay. I would, you know, I'd punch the buttons, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or whatever, you know, and then 2 or 3 seconds later, you'd get the beep, 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 you know, and I've never had that happen before. It was like there's some kind of network delay in the recognition of these touch tones. So
right. Now you have to look at your central office, right? You know, I know that I made a couple phone calls here in Fredericksburg, and we have a few different carriers for traditional copper lines. And they're not going to be all copper. So one of them would be Verizon, right? They sold, they're now this company called Frontier. And they'll put copper to your house, you know, 2-pair, and you can pick up the phone, hey, that's great. But then they have a more advanced central office, you know, and then once your signal gets to the central office, it probably jumps onto a MUX and goes into fiber and goes wherever it goes. Right. Unless you're connecting up to another peer point, like what we have is a telephone co-op that Alan's phone goes off of. Now, the telephone co-op just owns a whole bunch of copper that they laid all throughout the county, and it's in deterioration, and their phone switches. Well, they have problems. They don't have any funds, really, for the upgrade to do modern things. I think that, you know, he has, like, an antique out there. Well, Alan does. His phone company is an antique for sure. But it interconnects. So
what I've heard is they're not even manufacturing the stuff for the POTS, plain old telephone systems, anymore, they're restricting it for the American market. You know, there's places where it still exists in other countries for whatever reason they don't have cell phone networks. But from what I understand, they are no longer making a lot of this equipment. So a lot of stuff that they're borrowing and robbing pieces here and there to keep these plain old telephone systems working. But now, what do you know what replaced the Bell Labs Any Media Access system, which was part of this transition from PBX from the POTS? I mean, there was also the Lightspan 2000s, which was an interface between the POTS and fiber optics. So all the stuff that my sources started telling me about from the late 90s, I'm sure it's been replaced by now, but there's all kinds of, like you say, there's all kinds of interfaces that have been in place since the mid to late 90s when they first started rolling out fiber that built this junction over to the digital. And I think, you know, they just, in a lot of places, they probably don't have enough bandwidth and channel capacity. But one thing that I've noticed, and down in Houston, they had this guy that ran around for several months, if not a couple of years. He got arrested 4 or 5 times. He was physically cutting out pieces of the fiber optic, mostly affected cable companies, because he said the government was listening to him. So they'd send him up for psychological evaluation, and he'd get out of the hospital, you know, in a few weeks. And then, you know, down the road, a couple months later, does it again. And he was able to do this several times, and it only made the local news. And I think that's because they didn't want to create copycats. So the news media, you know, just the story didn't go national because there's a ridiculous amount
vulnerability.
Vulnerable infrastructure out there. One or two guys could probably take out a medium-sized city in an afternoon, you know, just by going around, driving around, looking for these infrastructure vulnerabilities and taking certain types of power tools that I won't mention and just take stuff out. And they chop out, if you chopped out one or, you know, several feet of fiber optic, you know, not just make one slice in it, but go, you know, 40, 50 feet down the road and cut out another piece, that's going to create a heck of a problem to replace that. In our small town, we had a car go through a telephone pole And on a street that was only 35 miles an hour, this car takes out the bottom half of this telephone pole and it lays over the fiber optic. It took them like a week to fix, half the town's phones were out, just from one telephone pole crashed by a car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Well,
I don't know. I really don't know.
Put it in as Go cheap ahead. As they can. They put it in as cheap as they can, and they don't think about, we need to, have redundant stuff. We need to have it protected from car crashes or,
I think in network engineering has definitely gone downhill since the 90s. They don't deal with redundancy, at least here in Fredericksburg. They don't deal with redundancy because we keep getting disconnected from the internet from fiber cuts between Fredericksburg and Austin, and they should be rerouting to San Antonio when that goes down. That's kind of like network engineering 101. The internet was designed to be multi-homed, right? You'd have one connection to San Antonio, one connection to Austin, and if you really want to go crazy, you can send one up to Dallas, right, or somewhere else, right? And you hub that, and you backhaul the traffic, but then everybody wants so much speed or throughput, and maybe that's the problem. One of the things I was thinking about, Mike, was that the first what we call gigalapse. Or, who knows if it was the first, but it was a gigalapse of sorts where a whole bunch of people were disrupted for one reason or the other, but it wasn't just the internet, it was phones, which makes it highly odd.
I think they're routing a lot of stuff through the same equipment anymore because, they're trying to, everything's went digital. And I think there's several factors going on. I have my suspicions that they're trying to choke the bandwidth down on voice calls, unless you're dealing with a landline, and non-digital landlines. They are choking the bandwidth down on voice cell phone calls to the point where people are being, socially pushed toward texting. And it's because they've oversold their network. They know that people talking on the phone, and right now I'm on a plain old desk phone, people talking on these cordless and cell phones over the course of about 10 years can start to develop cancer. So if they can force everybody to go to texts, it's going to make it a little less obvious, and they'll have a little less payout when it becomes, provable that this stuff is causing these cancers by deacidifying the weak acid bonds in your body and messing with cell duplication or whatever. There's science out there about it that's coming out, and cancer clusters in skyscrapers, like the top, it's probably been 10 years ago in Australia, they closed down the top four floors of a skyscraper in Sydney, I think, because
it will
several
never
people, several people,
happen.
Several people had rare brain tumors, so they shut down the top four floors of this building because of the
cell
phones.
It'll never happen, Mike. They'll never hold cell phones accountable. They'll fry all these phones with an EMP and switch to another frequency and start, move on. Right?
It's just like with the damn vaccines. They're not speaking about what's causing it. They're saying how do we normalize being autistic? That just infuriates me, and that's what has happened is the corporate mentality is taking over completely. There is no quality, no pride in any workmanship, no pride in any product that you produce. It is all maximum profitability for the corporation.
I think they killed Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa brought it out that the green monkey virus or the green monkey kidney tissues that they incubated some of these vaccines in was how AIDS got into this country, and he got a pretty bad case of prostate cancer and died right after he had, started talking about that. Same thing with Hugo Chavez, But anyway, I got to go too, so talk to you later, man.
Yep, you were up late last night, Mike.
Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with Public Texas Radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
All right, we're back. Short segment, Republic of Texas Radio. Well, I think Mike dropped off, so, well, that was our outage, Alan. That's what happened. We'll know more, you know, in the next coming days as I talk to different people about what their experience was like. And then we'll never know anything. You know, it's just the way it works. What do you think?
Just playing games with us. It's like that last outage. I mean, you know, a major trunk cable like that is cut, and it's down for, what, 2.5 days, I think, that last time that it was out, supposedly. And they can repair that stuff quicker than that. I know that because that's millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars being lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're quiet there, Doc. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, I used to work for the light company, and I was in the underground department, and everything underground is safer, more secure, but they keep running everything overhead, and I think eventually you're going to see more and more things go underground because it's just harder for people to mess with it. But I think they can do anything they want. Like Mike said, I have a feeling that they could isolate your phone or a whole area as a phone if they want. The technology just blows my mind today the more I look at things.
I think they got a whole lot of stuff underground, Doc, that they're not telling us about.
Now, that's another story, Alan. You know, but, you know, the fibers that are running back and forth, and I don't know what this outage was. Was it interference from the government? Was it an overloading of the system? You know, that's possible. You know, everything's possible. The one thing that is true is you'll never know. Like Mike said, they won't tell you what happened. They never do. I'm reminded of being down in Southern California in a cellular knock and watching a whole bunch of people on a board kind of moving from one place to another, and it's like tracking the cell sites, and they're like, wow, there's going to be a cellular overload, right? It was a train going through. And I watch as they, well, just drop all those phone calls. Beep, beep, they're gone. No overload's going to happen. And then, you know, some of the people try to reestablish their call, and that was enough to make it so that the cell sites didn't overload. Now I don't think that they really care that much if the cell sites are overloaded, because everybody's got these plans where we're not paying $1.25 a minute to talk to each other. They're just unlimited phones everywhere. And so you go, oh, I got a dropped call. You don't call up the company and say, I want a refund and spend 10 minutes getting 3 minutes off your bill. It was a different era back then, and now we don't really care.
Yeah, I can't Steve, even get I remember hearing people, I remember hearing people complain about getting a cell phone with unlimited minutes, but they've got limited minutes.
Unlimited minutes. It's a shorter minute, 45 seconds. I wouldn't put it past them, Alan. You know, the contractors, like you said, it's all a bunch of corporate stuff, mumbo jumbo, like the Starbucks thing, calling everybody a racist, and, you know, throw your entire company under the bus and say, y'all are racist. But I'd throw the whole planet under the bus if I could, because you're all racist. And, you know, it's for the good of the children.
The corporation pays a little pittance of a fine, and no one goes to jail.
Mm-hmm. You know, we do have a good case to be made for an overloading of the network. The Volkswagens are here, and there are a hell of a lot of them, and they probably come to town with two or three people. And, I mean, there's a hell of a lot of Volkswagens here for a Volkswagen get-together type thing. Fredericksburg's German, or German, although they drive a German car. It's kind of nice. I really like seeing the old 63 Volkswagens. You know, only after an EMP will you see a lot more of them. You know, they'll start, you know, going around, because for the most part, the old 63s and the 68 Volkswagens would survive an EMP. They had points unless they'd been retrofitted. And, you know, they had a generator, not an alternator. And you can retrofit that, but you can still fix all that. I don't know. It's a good survivor car, but
But yeah. Survival car after the fall, I don't think, because the roads will be packed and anything moving will be struck.
Yeah, and then you got to talk time frame, right? You know, so we talk about a lot of this, and let's talk some more after the break. We'll get it back into the prepping type survivalist thing, but we probably have more to talk about as well. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. Republic of Texas Radio. We got a long segment. If you guys want to call in, feel free. But if not, whatever. So when I start talking about prepping and stuff, I got to remind you, I am not Vince Finelli. You know, it's not my full-time job to be a prepper, and I don't have one particular direction to prep, and don't have an awful lot of money to prep either. But you know, it's been a kind of something that is prepping even something? Is it a lifestyle? You know, because I've always had a little bit of food put back, always try to put back some water to get through, you know, events. Now, always, when I define as always, is probably since I, you know, moved to Texas and became really aware of the world around me. And I know that it's going to be me that's going to be taking care of me, and I should do it as well as I can. Last night, when we had this big network outage where the phones didn't work, you know, we still had power. One of the first questions in my mind is, what just happened? You know, and how long is this going to go? And what are my contingency plans for communications? Well, do I get in the car and drive over and start talking and this thing's going to come back? But your prepping comes to mind, and it's been at the forefront of my mind since the bombing of Syria. And I know it's a reactionary thing, and I should have had, you know, a complete list and the detailed plan. And, you know, we do 1 week off drills every 6 months, and we check our systems, and we make sure we have power for 6 months, 2 weeks, a year, 4 years, whatever. It'd be fun to actually, you know, live up to that notch. But we got to be more focused on what's going to happen? You know, what is going to happen? Is the economy going to stay well? Is Donald Trump not going to start any war? You know, because he sure could slide right into a little, you know, missile toss, and then where do we go from there? The dollar could collapse, and where do you go from there? So keeping an understanding on that, it was good to see how I was digitally prepared. And one of the things that really hurt me was being knocked out of the airwaves. So I usually leverage my cell phone to pull in RBN. And so I'll sit there and listen. And all of a sudden, it can't work, won't work. So I ended up the first 2 hours listening to an old show that I had downloaded from Doc Krupa's Natural Health Hours. And that was good. I felt a little bit, you know, at home. And I'm going like, okay, this ends in 2 hours. Where's the rest of my archive? Oh, yeah, that archive's on my computer. So if I just go into the computer and I can download all the other stuff that I thought was worth listening to. And when you're disconnected from the internet and you're faced with just your archive that you have collected over the years, it kind of is nice because you go, oh, I always wanted to read that and I meant to listen to that. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, I have a good collection here. That's nice. And so being disconnected sometimes can be a wonderful thing.
But what if the power also went out and you did not have electricity to run your computer and you didn't have anything on paper? You never know your Tia Tawaki till it gets there. You know, that's the end of the world as we know it, folks. You know, until it gets there. The best I can say on prepping is be as well-rounded as you can. Can you use an acetylene gas cutting, you know, rig and know how to, you know, gas weld in case something breaks and you have to do something or manufacture something or get through a certain situation? As far as I'm concerned, try to be as well-rounded a person as you can. You know how to work, basically on basic automobile, you know, just basic everything. Just be as well-rounded as you can.
Right. And I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you at all, Alan, but, you know, a lot of the documents that I had, it exposed a shortcoming in, you know, my, quote, prepping, you know, as I have documents on a lot of different things, you know, like the gasifier, but they're in digital format. And they could be lost in a snap of the fingers. And, you know, that's not good. So they need to be sequestered. But you were always distracted by fresh internet. And let's go chase around the latest story and look into this or that. Doc, do you want to throw anything in? Or do you want to go over to Chris out of Vegas?
We'll go to Chris as soon as you like. But I was just going to say, if you really stored up ammo, guns, food, water, generators, they're going to know it. And if you can get arrested for asking to use the bathroom at Starbucks, do you really think they're going to let you stockpile and be something they have to worry about? They'll come get us first.
Good point. Chris, are you there?
Well, I am, and good morning, Alan, Jimmy, Doc, and Steve, and I'll listen to Texas Radio. I had some thoughts about...
Oh, man. Hey, Chris, you're kind of flaking in and out, or not flaking, but, you know, fading.
Well, that figures after calling for almost 30 minutes to try to get through to be flaking out. Deep dark state doesn't want you talking on the airways because they're fearful of what you say. They just might interfere with your signal, I think.
Well, they're compiling a list of us, and they're even making that public now.
Kind of like Santa making a little list and checking it twice.
Yep.
Having quite a bit of building experience, I know about inner floors, and being a conspiracy analyst, kind of like Gore Vidal, and not a theorist, because these are based upon what we observe in the real world, the real circumstances that can't be refuted. It's obvious that these new so-called fusion or FU Zion centers are aggregating hubs for intel information, emergency broadcast situations, and so on and so forth. So they obviously have the ability there to listen in on everything. And then, of course, they meet a data aggregation centers, Bluffdale, Utah, and perhaps in D.C., and maybe in Israel, and a few other places around the planet, where they listen to everything, data mine this massive amount of information, a la Snowden movie. And so when we know the NSA, BNI, and the FBI, and the other agencies, probably on international and global basis also, have this ability, and I observed in my own situation here that I was being tracked from August 2012, being targeted, recorded. And of course, I was always talking up very strongly that I had the best wife in the whole universe. I was thrilled. I was happy, faithful. I loved my wife dearly. And it appears to these evil people that hate anybody that's happy, that would be a motivating force to drive them to do everything they can to destroy that type of relationship, to show you how preposterous it was in their way of thinking that anybody could be that happy with them. And so when you become targeted and they destroy your home wreck, if you will, try to destroy your whole existence using the whole weaponized illegal system as a tool of mass destruction directed at one person, it can be very, very disconcerting. And some people, if they were weak in mind, it might drive them to do bizarre things or maybe even dangerous things or harm themselves or others, not me. Thankfully, I didn't take that course. I always tried to use the law. Of course, when the law becomes moot and has no effect because it's controlled by the bar, it becomes a very dangerous world, and it will provoke some to doing bizarre things, unusual things. Hopefully those of a sound mind won't go down that path. But these people have no sound mind. They have no moral scruples or compunction about doing anything they think is necessary or enjoyable to pursue their evil demonic ends. So we live in a very
sad part. That's the sad part, is that there are so many of our fellow bipedal mammals out there who are willing to do this crap to their other fellow people for money, prestige, power, what?
Oh, you are so right, Alan. I love your simplistic but very highly developed thinking patterns that you're so analytical and reduce things to a very small amount of information, but it's very effective. And I listen to you very closely, this show and other shows.
Well, thank you, sir. I just observe. You know, it's what I've seen. It's what I've figured out.
But Chris, I'm glad that you brought that up, because when we sit there and they talk about this big outage or being dropped from the call, oh yeah, they don't want us talking about that, I kind of like going, really? I mean, who am I? Who are we? Who is the Republic of Texas radio show? Who do we reach? Why does it even matter? You know, I go back to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and think, mostly harmless, right? You know, that's what they'd say about the Republic of Texas radio show, mostly harmless. But if they have a personal gripe or vendetta or disagreement, Alan lives, you know, by himself on a chunk of land, and he has peace in his life. Right. Well, 42 is actually an asterisk, right, in the ASCII code, and that means whatever you want. But, you know, moving on from there, it's like mostly harmless is what I was thinking about. If they have a jealous bone in their body and they want to do, I guess they would interfere, because there are just the little minions that are listening out there. I don't know. Do you know that? Or is there a hall of listeners? And or is there? I don't know. You got me.
Go ahead, Alan. In Norwellian dystopian location that we live in now, where truth is deemed to be terrorism, the concept of a Republic of Texas being able to succeed or create its own self-governing government within the state and be self-sustaining is a very dangerous concept to the global controller's mind of set, where they want to demonize the whole planet. And this is what they're trying to cover up, are these big ideas, these ideas that people can be autonomous and don't need a so-called government to control their minds and their every action in their super nanny state. So this is a very dangerous concept. You probably have other callers getting on, but I wanted to call in and let you guys know that I love and appreciate what you do down there, and I love the idea of Texas and the Texas Republic. The Texicans are, I have some blood of the Texas people running through my own veins, so I strongly identify with what you're trying to do there and try to contribute some salient points. So bless all you guys, and love and appreciation to Jimmy down there, even though he may not be on today. God bless Texas. Thank you.
There you go. Well, good deal. You know, thanks for calling in. We always appreciate you, Chris. You know, I can see you getting on that list, but I laugh when I think about our little radio show getting on that list, even though you are right in a lot of ways, Chris. You know, we do talk about Texas independence and the groups that are working, but some people might not think we're talking about that enough, right? But at least it's always there, and there is stuff that's going on. You know, Republic of Texas last weekend, they got together and they, Anna Von Wright, they used to call her Judge Anna Von Wright. She had this little book that came out and so forth. She spoke and she's filing paperwork and she's going after Hillary Clinton for the Maurer Reservoir or Wildlife Preserve thing and the death of Hillary, not Hillary, oh, shit. That's just wrong.
LaVoy
Finicum. And that's nice. I saw this little filing of theirs, and I'm kind of like going, they're going after Hillary for killing LaVoy. And I'm like, yeah, you go. And then crickets, you know, because I'm used to that with the filers. You know, you file, and it looks great in print, and it gets received, and now they've logged it in. And then crickets. That's important, you know. Daniel Miller, he's got his new book, Texas, out there. And it's, you know, Doc, you saw the his thing on Fox. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, he was on the Fox Business Network with Stuart Varney. And Stuart told him, I've only got a couple minutes, but I've talked to Judge Napolitano, and he says that you can't possibly pull away from the union because you got to have a 2/3 vote in the Senate and the House. And he listed all these things, and Daniel held his own pretty well. He said, no, that's not correct. Texas Constitution has priority over this. And anyway, he didn't get to talk, but just a moment, but Stuart Varney told him, well, you've made your political point, but I just don't think you can pull it off.
Yeah. And then it goes, well, are we under martial law? It's like, wow. Oh, well, it all gets so complicated. But, you know, it really will end up being, I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe Fred out in Michigan does. Hey, Fred, are you there?
Hey, guys. Every president, every year, redeclares the perpetual state of emergency, declaration of emergency, and that's pursuant to General Orders 100, Francis Lieberman, a.k.a. Lieber. It's called the Lieber Code. He was from, I think, Harvard at Columbia, and Lincoln hired him. And so they created that, and that's been the law of the land ever since. It's also known as international Talmudic law, and you can look at IAT, that's IATlaw.org, international, see, Institute American Talmudic, that's what IAT, Institute American Talmudic Law.org, and that guy Scalia, who was murdered down there in your neck of the woods, if you're in Texas, he declared openly that the Constitution is dead. Amitai Etzioni, a big-time communitarian, New World Order, Jew World Order academician at George Washington U. He created the Center for Communitarian Policy Studies in 1990 or 91. He was a big time poster boy, go-to guy on the Jew World Order communitarian Greater Israel takeover by all the major media propaganda outlets.
Nikki Rapano. I've been.
Yeah, she's the one. I guess she's maybe Larkin, Texas, actually, has taken it. It has really expounded masterfully on it at Republic Broadcasting, and I'm pretty sure on republicbroadcasting.org you can look up communitarianism, first things first, communitarianism, the sum of all things. Lark's got it all nailed down, and what we're witnessing is what we're experiencing every day is the Jewish utopia. Rabbi Michael Higger, down there at University of Texas in the 30s, he and his pals, all the Shabbat Lubavitch synagogue Satanists got together, and they said, yeah, let's do a compilation called the Jewish Utopia. We're going to let the Goyim Gentile know what we think about the world, and we're God's chosen. We're the rightful divine rulers, and the Goyim Gentile are just going to serve us. And by the way, this blew me away. On YouTube, there is something called Jew World Order Extended. Jew World Order Extended, 1860-2012. You can see the ultimate Talmudic Jew rabbis in Israel and Europe declaring what I just said and way, 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 way more. And then you can also see something called Pizzagate, Jewish Ritual Murder Revisited. That's on YouTube. Pizzagate, Jewish Ritual Murder Revisited. And the transcript to that YouTube presentation is at thebirdman.org, thebirdman.org/Jewish Ritual Murder Man. They track the historic continuum of what's called the Holocaust. And the satanic Talmudic rabbis, when they began kidnapping and brutally murdering by death by a thousand cuts, they would take like thorns and puncture a young Goyim Gentile child's body a thousand times, collect the blood, drink it, do whatever, and then they would toss the body into a pit and burn it. That's the origin of Holocaust, according to the preeminent Talmudic satanic rabbis of history.
And if the truth is never talked about, it's not the truth, is it?
That's right. And when it can be condemned by the likes of Alanus, I'm saying like anus, Alanus Dirt of Swine Shit Zoo, you know, the go-to dude for, you know who I'm talking about, the dude that looks like Alan Dershowitz. Mm. Okay, I call him Elena Dirt of Swine Shit Zoo, okay, because they are nothing more than rabid swine, okay? They're rabid swine wallowing in their satanic, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, Freemasonic. They run all of the secret societies. They took them over hundreds of years ago.
Fred, you know, there's one thing, Fred, though. I understand who's at the top, but, you know, there's a whole lot of those goy that are helping them do this crap. You know, that's what we really have to contend with on our level is our fellow people are doing this.
Christians United for Israel. Scoofy. You got John Hagee in San Antone. You got Kenneth Copeland in Dallas. And Charles Stanley.
I don't know, Fred. Fred, I don't think it stops with just the people that are helping to push the Israel First agenda. It's the poor kids that get out of school that have been taught, and whenever you speak anything ill about Israel, they shiver in their boots and go, oh, is this what somebody was talking about? Is he a racist? Right? I hate him. Right? So, you know, those are the goy, too, that are, you know, problem in our society, because you can't even talk about this subject. Here on RBN, we can handle it, right? Because we've all heard a lot, right? We understand a lot of the terms that you're using. But if I use those kind of terms to anybody that's 20 years old, 16 years old, 30 years old, 40, you know, a lot of them won't even hear me. The first thing that it comes out of my mouth that, well, Israel is killing a lot of Palestinians. Oh, this guy must be anti-Semitic. But they know that word.
You come back with Ilan Pop. He's a big-time Jewish professor at Tel Aviv University. Ilan Pop, the ethnic cleansing of Palestine, also the invention of the Jewish people. Ilan Pop. His books were featured on the New York Times bestsellers list, which blows me away. But and then you got Tex Mars right down there in Texas, man. Holy Serpent of the Jews, Conspiracy World, Conspiracy, the Six-Pointed Star, DNA Science, where he
they've done what they intended to us, Fred. They've done what they intended. They've dumbed the goy down, and you say before you can even get to any of that, Fred, their eyes have glazed over, and they're looking at the sky, and they say, "Do you think it's going to rain?"
They're trying to exit the conversation. They just want out. You know, they can't handle it. And then sometimes people can break through the veil, right? And that's it's rare, but sometimes they can. They're like they've seen all the documentaries about how all these people died in Nazi Germany. They've seen a one-sided history of World War II. And, you know, they're like, oh, those poor Israelis over there fighting for their country that didn't exist until, well, it was taken from people to give to other people. And, man, I don't know. What do you think over in...
I'm fighting back with The Greatest Story Never Told, that's on YouTube. There's lots of great YouTube... But ultimately, brothers, it comes down to the monetary system. That's how they wield their powers, through the monetary system. And when I came upon this PBMBA.com on YouTube, that's a Private Bankers National Banking Association. It's right from the United States Code. We are empowered, authorized to create our own banking system. It's called PBMBA.com, and they did it in 2012, and they're inviting all of us to join up, man. That's how we stick it to them. PBMBA.com. That's how we can fund RBN to the stratosphere, too. All right, brothers, carry on.
Thanks. I'm not unfamiliar with that one. Was it PB? What was that, Doc? Did you get that?
Yeah, PBNBA.
NBA.com.
And it will be allowed and controlled.
Yeah. Well, hey, I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe next week. Maybe not. Until then, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for joining us. And take care of yourself. Keep up the preps. Keep yourself ready for whatever's coming. Love y'all.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friend.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.